If you would, turn with me to Matthew, first chapter. We'll be looking through verses 18 through 25 today. While you're turning there, I'm going to ask you, has anyone ever told you a story that just was so against nature you couldn't understand it, that you couldn't believe it? We see here in this passage, Joseph is told a story like this. We see that he is told that his wife is pregnant as a virgin. Let's look into Joseph and his distress he has. His initial decision he makes, the final decision he makes, or the dream he has, and then the final decision he makes, to see the faith and obedience he had, not only to his soon-to-be wife, but to God. So first, let's look at Joseph's distress in verses 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, therefore they came together. She was found with a child of the Holy Spirit. So we see here that they were betrothed. What is betrothal? It's a lot like our modern day engagement, but it's a lot more binding than our modern day engagement. It took divorce to get out of a betrothal. It was a 12-month long process, and as I said, it was just as binding, or it is just as binding as today's marriage. So when Mary was found to be pregnant, you know it had to be hard on Joseph. He had a decision to make. There are many things he could have done. Let's look at that first initial decision he did make. In verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. We see a little bit of Joseph's faith here. A little bit of his respect, his godliness. We see that he loved Mary enough that he was going to put her away secretly. He wasn't going to make a public spectacle of her, even though he had the right to. He could have easily just done like so many did during that time and put her away publicly, which really could have caused for her to die. She could have been brought outside of the city, stoned, and that'd be it. Mary had faith, and Joseph didn't want to hurt her, didn't want to drag her name through the mud. But he didn't get to get rid of her. Because in 20 through 23, we see Joseph's dream. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. In this dream, it's revealed to Joseph that the child is of the Holy Spirit. This dream had to be just so real. I mean, how many dreams do we have a day or at night that we would just automatically start believing what we dreamed? So this dream had to be very real. She will bring forth a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save the people from their sins. All this was done that it might be fulfilled from the prophet of Isaiah 7:14, that a virgin will conceive. Next, we see Joseph's final decision in verses 24 through 25. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and they called his name Jesus. So we see that Joseph took his wife as he was supposed to. This had to be a great relief on Joseph. You know, we can see from the story that Joseph loved her. He loved her enough not to put her away publicly. So Joseph loved her. This had to be a giant relief. He did not know her till she had Jesus. Joseph sacrificed. Many of the married couples here know the pleasures of being married. Joseph waited until Jesus came to finish his marriage completely. In closing, we see Joseph's faith in his decisions. We see that not only his faith toward his wife and not wanting to put her away publicly, we see that he had faith in God. He was told the story. He was told it in a dream. We may not get to see it in person today, but we have everything revealed to us in the Bible today. We should have the same faith Joseph did to do what is right. In Hebrews 10, 16 through 21, faith comes by hearing, and we must study the Word of God to build our faith. That reads, "But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed our report?' So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." But without faith, without obedience is nothing. So we see Joseph's obedience. Not only his obedience in marrying his wife, but his obedience in not laying with her until after Jesus was born, in naming Jesus, Jesus, like he was told. In James 2, 14 through 26, we see that faith without works is dead. "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace and be warmed and filled,' but you do not give them things which they need for the body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself does not have works, is dead." We must have faith and obedience. Like I said earlier, we were given the word. We have everything that we need to obey. And if you're ready to obey, if you need the prayers, come now, and as we stand and as we sing.